asshole.
It took me quite a while to find this, but please have confidence.
Family is always very, very important.
Laugh and the world laughs with you. Weep and you weep alone.
Welcome to Elder Wisdom Stories from the Green Bench. I am so happy that you were joining us today. Who is us? Well, it's me, Kathy Buckworth, and sitting next to me and joining me in the Green Bench is my co-host, as always, Evelyn Brindle, who is living at the Village of Erin Meadows in Mississauga. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning, Kathy.
I'm so excited about our recording today, speaking with Rob and Shirley, and we're going to get into who they are and why we're speaking with both of them. How have you been doing, Evelyn? What's new in your world?
Let's see now. every day is a busy one for lately, and taking care of things, getting involved in a lot of the activities here at Erin Meadows, and preparing a lot of new ideas, some things for activities to do here, or talking with a lot of the other residents and getting some good information and good coverage on the topic we're going to be discussing today. So,
I'm a little bit envious of you and all the activities that you have there, especially because you get to speak with some of our listeners one-on-one. And speaking of one-on-one, I'm going to launch right in here, and we're going to get to our guests today, who are Rob Dorr. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
And Shirley, we're going to be speaking with as well. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning.
Rob and Shirley, you are at the Village of Glendale Crossing in London, which is one of Schlegel Village's newest locations. Shirley, tell us how you ended up there, and how's it going so far?
Well, I ended up here because my children were afraid I'd fall down the stairs.
Good reason. And Shirley, you moved in December, is that right?
Yes, I did.
And what have you been doing since you've been there? What are the things you'd like to participate in at the Village?
Well, the thing was, I was lonely, so I talked to everybody. I'm known as the hugger because I hug everybody. It's quite amazing.
And I understand one of the people that you've been hanging out with and maybe giving a few hugs to is Rob. And Rob, tell us, what is your role at the Schlegel Village in London?
I am the chaplain on the retirement side here at Glendale.
And I understand you do a bit more than just that. I've been reading about some cooking classes.
Yeah, it's one of the ways that I am trying to reach out and connect with the community here. Is I have we have a great facility with an open kitchen where people can sit down and have a social time together, but also I can be at the front in the baking area. And so every week we have a kind of a baking class where we have a cup of coffee together and I bake something and then we eat what I've baked towards the end of the cooking class.
I understand you incorporate a lot of the travels you've done in the food as well.
I've been fortunate to have done a little bit of travel in my life, and we used to live in the UK for a couple years. And so I enjoyed the local cuisine and baking of the UK and Europe. And when we moved back to Canada, that's when I started to get into baking and cooking, because there are certain things that I just couldn't find locally here in London, Ontario. So I just decided to make some of that stuff myself.
Great. And I know everybody enjoys that, because we do have some people come in and some of the staff prepare some food here, and that always draws a crowd. They love to get the leftover or sample all of the things that are made. One of the things I noticed you had on your list there that you prepared was something called the Detroit style pizza. Now, I'm a native, raised Detroiter, before we moved here many years ago. And I never heard of that. So I'm sort of anxious to see if you give me the recipe for it, because that's really intriguing.
Yeah, I'd be happy to give you that. Yeah, I'm definitely a fan of a variety of different kinds of pizza. And Detroit has kind of carved out their own niche as far as style. And it's starting to, be made all across the world.
Yeah. What makes it so different?
So Detroit style pizza was created back when the auto factories first started going. They had these pans that they would keep nuts and bolts in. And I don't know what happened, but from my understanding is they started to make pizzas in these pans, and the dough is kind of like a focaccia style of a bread, and also they have unique cheese from Wisconsin, which is called Wisconsin brick cheese pizza that they use, and it's just got a unique taste and crunch to it that is unlike any other pizza. And so it's very popular now in Detroit, and I'm only a couple hours away. And so I've been to some of these places, and that's one of the things that we decided to make here at Glendale one time.
Shirley, were you there when you made the Detroit pizza, and what did you think?
I thought it was good.
Now, do you think that everything Rob does is good?
Do I dare tell them?
You can tell
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. This is a tell-all podcast, Shirley. So.
He was on a vacation to
Antigua.
And he came back and he made some drinks that they had had in Antigua. And they were terrible.
Okay, Shirley was not a fan.
Not a fan. What was in the drink, Shirley? Do you recall?
I don't know, but it all stuck to the inside of your mouth.
I believe it was tamarind. Which was quite popular there. And some people really liked it, and Shirley did not.
Shirley, do you attend all of Rob's cooking and baking classes? And
yes,
what draws
I do.
You, and what draws you there every time? Is it the food? Is it the company? Is it a bit of everything?
A bit of everything, really. You got to do something or you're going to get bored out of your mind.
I can imagine that you might encourage some other residents to join you as well.
Oh, they all do. We usually fill the room.
Is there something that Rob hasn't made yet that you wish that he would do?
My chocolate cake.
Oh, your chocolate cake. So Rob, why are we not making the chocolate cake?
Well, I've promised Shirley that we will make it. She says that it's famous. And so it is on the agenda to make at some point. But yeah, we just sometimes go week by week, and depending on the ingredients that we have or what we have access to, that's what determines what we make.
Well, and you also, it's a time thing, too.
Yeah, true.
Because you have to bake it. And how are you going to eat it if you can't bake it long enough?
Food has always brought people together, whether we're making it or whether we're enjoying it. Why do you think that is? Why do you think food is such a great sort of conversation, a comfortable conversation area?
Because it tastes good.
It gives you something in common, right? What about you, Rob? Why do you do it? Why do you think that this cooking has really encouraged people to come together and have and raise topics with you, I'm sure, outside of what you're making?
Yeah, well, I mean, just like what you said, is it's something we all have in common. We all have that need to eat, right? And why not eat things that taste good and things that are made fresh? And then I think we also all... as a chaplain, I believe that we're all spiritual beings. And so we have that desire to be social as well. So I think the combination of those two things, the need to eat and the enjoyment of eating, but also the enjoyment of, the socializing together and getting to know people, I think there's two things that are happening there that are needed.
And I think you feel, Shirley, that it's also a good way for the residents there to get to know Rob and then participate in some of the services that he has there at Glendale.
Yes, I was lonely when I came here, and I said, I've got to make friends, so I have to attend all the things, and I've enjoyed it very much.
Now, you've been going to church since you've been 3 years old, and you have a very deep-seated faith. Has Chaplain Rob helped you to continue with that faith?
Yes, he has.
Okay. Something is special that you appeals to you in his sermons or whatever service he provides?
Well, we've had to slow him down a little bit. He was just a little over our heads for a while because a lot of these people are in a sleepy attitude.
Okay, I understand that.
Shirley, tell me about your family. I understand your daughter lives fairly close by and you go there sometimes for some food.
I go there Sunday for supper on Sunday. And she takes me to my church in the morning. If she's teaching Sunday school, then she'll pick me up and take me to my own church. Because I've gone to Chalmers Presbyterian Church since I was 3 years old. And I miss it very much.
That's nice. That's really nice that she's able to do that. And I think you have a granddaughter as well.
I've got how many granddaughters? 5.
Oh, wow. Any grandsons or is it all the girls?
No, I've got 3 grandsons.
Oh, my gosh. 8 grandchildren. Congratulations. That's wonderful.
Well, I'm older than dirt. I'm going to be 88 the 27th of March.
88. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, the spirit is always young, though. Right, Shirley?
Oh, yes. I keep wondering why I'm here. I've got my adenoids, my tonsils, my appendix. I've got everything. I've never had any surgery. I've got no scars. So what am I doing here? And I've got a brother that was a principal of a public school for many years.
Oh, nice.
He likes to boss me around.
That's what brothers do.
Which I ignore.
Still continues, even though at your age, correct? They never want to give up bussing us around that way.
I was going to say, Rob, what are some of the favorite recipes that you've introduced from your travels? We heard about something that Shirley didn't particularly care for, but what have been some of the ones that you've been really excited to share with the people at Glendale Crossing?
Well, Shirley's pointing at me right now and saying what I made last week, which I believe were their big fruit explosion muffins, were they not?
No, what I'm thinking is the other.
Oh, the flapjacks.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So in the UK, a flapjack is not a pancake. It's more of a sweet granola bar with like fruit and nuts in it. So I made that last week. It's made with some special ingredients that are local to the UK, and they were a big hit.
How do you source the ingredients for something like that, Rob? Do you have to go outside to get that, or are you importing stuff?
No, I'm not importing stuff. If you look around, like at some of the British specialty shops, you can find some of those ingredients. So, if I need to source something unique, then I typically would go there.
But they were so sweet. You only ate one. You couldn't possibly eat two. They were so sweet. But oh, were they good.
I think I need to hear about the fruit explosion muffins too. What's involved in that?
I mean, not too difficult, I would say. It was one that typically every week I'll ask people, what do you think we should make next time if I don't have something kind of on my mind to make? And it seemed to be the consensus that they all wanted fruit explosion muffins. So we just made some muffins and put like strawberries and blueberries and raspberries they were very fresh. Anything that's fresh is good. And they were a hit.
food can really take us back to somewhere we've traveled or back to where we grew up. Do you find that you're getting requests from people, like from a nostalgic perspective in terms of like, could you make this? We used to make this when I was a kid.
I do get some of that. And it's more, you know, we have kind of discussions sometimes about where, not only where have I traveled to, but where have they traveled to and some of those places we've both been to. So we've made some different pastries that people have suggested before. We've also made something called a cronut, which is a cross between a croissant and a donut, which is none of these things that I'm mentioning are low calorie or necessarily good for you, but you know, having a treat once a week, I think is okay. And they seem to enjoy it.
I would think so. That should be very popular among the residents.
Yeah.
Shirley, you had mentioned that you love to hug, and a lot of the residents, I understand, come up and ask you for a hug. I'm a big fan of hugs too, and I've heard it described as a handshake from the heart. Did you know that we should have at least 8 hugs a day to stay healthy?
Oh, we get more than that here. I hug everybody.
That's wonderful, because it's a good way to...
And when I hug, they know they've been hugged. It's not just an arm around, it's a squeeze.
Oh, great.
Some of the girls that serve us lunch and dinner, they come and get a hug before they serve. They'll come right up to me with their arms out.
They know you very well in a short time, eh?
They do indeed.
Yeah. Well, hugs are so helpful. And
I usually have a smile on my face.
Oh, sure. That's always comes with a hug. It's an old German proverb that says a hug a day keeps the demons away. So you're doing a good job.
I should give you a hug right now.
I was going to say, I don't get 8 hugs a day. I want to come by for a hug.
Well, you know where I am.
I do know where you are now, exactly. What other activities have you found, Shirley, in the residence? And have you managed to find other folks that you have things in common with through some of the other activities besides the baking?
Oh, yeah. There's always something going on. I play euchre.
Mm-hmm.
And...
play bingo sometimes.
Yeah, I play bingo. I never win at bingo, but that's okay. You only win a chocolate bar anyway. And something else I carry peppermints in my pocket at all times. I buy a big bag of peppermints. And
are these for you, Shirley, or are you handing them?
I just gave one to Rob.
Maybe I need one.
Exactly.
Anything else that you have found that's improved or helped you since you've moved into Glendale?
I can't think of anything specific.
But you're enjoying your time there since you've moved
in? Oh, I am, yes.
Yes.
Because I was in a townhouse and everybody was going to work. I'd take my breakfast and sit outside in a lawn chair and watch them all go to work. It's the only way I had any company.
Yeah.
And I don't like to be alone.
Yeah. And sitting next to someone doing an activity is one thing, but taking that sort of closeness and turning it into a real relationship. How do you do that, Shirley? How do you sort of foster that authentic relationship when you're meeting someone for the first time?
I open my mouth. I talk too much.
And get to know them as well and their story, I'm sure. I'm sure you do your fair share of listening as well, Shirley.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah. Getting to know them and respect them and where they're coming from. You must have met some really interesting people.
And I haven't met too many that turned me away.
Oh, well, yes, it's the hugging.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's the hugging and the peppermints, maybe. I'm not sure.
Now, chatting with everyone, learning about them, enjoying the companionship. It's really one of the best aspects of living in the home, I'm sure. I've found that, and it's something that we need.
You can live in a nice home and apartment, but the isolation that you end up having is not very good. So it's a nice change, and I'm glad you're enjoying it so much. And I'm sure all of the friends you've made there are happy for you as well and for themselves.
Rob, outside of the baking sessions, if you see that someone is having trouble connecting, what is it that you do to try and include that maybe they're not interested in the baking sessions and the services? How do you go about that?
How do I go about engaging people maybe that are a bit shy, or?
Exactly, like new residents or people that are just inherently shy and not, you know, seeming to connect too much.
Yeah, well, and you know, Shirley is someone who obviously likes the social aspect very much. And there are some people in reality that maybe are not as much of a people person. So I would say those type of people I would try to connect with one-on-one. And sometimes just going to their room, knocking on their door and asking them if they would like to have a chat. And so I found several people here that, you know, they've got something on their heart. They have something that they want to share with someone. And so I found it's been nice to connect with those people in more of a one-on-one manner. Of course, I always invite them out to anything that we do publicly, but I respect their desire maybe just to be more of a private person, and that's okay.
And a great place to have those conversations is on a green bench. Do you ever, Rob or Shirley, do you ever sit on the actual green bench to have a conversation?
That's where we had our picture taken, Shirley.
Oh, yes.
Have any conversations on that bench.
No.
Well, maybe we should. Maybe we should make that a thing.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Good. Rob, before you came to Glendale, what did you do around? I mean, you were chaplain elsewhere or minister or?
So the past summer, last summer, I was interning at a summer church in Sauble Beach. So I got to spend about 4 months there, and I was involved kind of the running of the church and some of the teaching. But the main focus was a kids program that they ran every day. You call it a vacation Bible school. And so I was with them for pretty much the whole summer, engaging with young kids and teaching them the Bible and stories and playing games and activities and that. So I've been involved in several different aspects of church life, but my previous role was as an intern at Sauble Beach.
Okay, and working with all different ages through your life, okay?
Yes,
So Shirley, from sitting on your front porch and watching everyone leave for work to being involved in a community that's very robust and has a lot going on, was it hard to adjust? Were there any tough points, or was it just great?
Oh, I just came in. I said, I've got to have some friends. So anybody that was walking the opposite way to me, I said, hello.
And has that been the best part of being at the Village, really, is the connections that you've been able to make with other residents and obviously the team members? Yeah.
You get to meet people, you know which ones you like and which ones you avoid. But really, everybody here is so good.
So you moved in December, is that right? And it's pretty new. So you've been there a couple of months now. Are you active in welcoming newcomers to the Village as well?
If I happen to be at the front door, they get welcomed.
Amazing. And a hug.
Yeah, if they want it.
That's right, that's right.
That's important. You know, you're mentioning about making friends and which people you get along with or, you know, like more than others kind of a thing. Reminded me of a saying or a response that my mother-in-law had made when they first moved into a retirement home in New Jersey. And a friend asked, how do you like everyone here? And she said, I like everyone but one. and left it at that.
If they don't want to talk to me, I don't talk to them.
Okay, that's good.
I might still talk to them, but don't get an answer.
So, Rob, what is next on the menu? What's next in the cooking or baking class? Do you have something planned?
Well, our next class is Thursday, and we're going to be making like English style scones. It's something that we did actually make a few months ago, and they were a hit. And I've decided to, since we have a lot of the ingredients at the ready, I decided we would make that this week. So I think people are looking forward to those again.
How many do you typically have, Rob, in your class?
We typically have, I'm going to say between 25 and 30 people that show up.
That's awesome. So that's a lot of scones that are going to be going down on Thursday.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
It doesn't hold any more than that, does it?
Yeah, it would probably hold, we could probably squeeze in about 35.
On the tables.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you get there early, Shirley, so you get your share of scones.
Either that or I'll go up and stand beside him.
Just do it. Exactly. Well, this has been super interesting for me. I certainly didn't know that this was going on, and it sounds like it's a really great addition to life at Glendale Village. Thank you so much for joining us today, Shirley and Robin, for sharing your experiences with us. And Shirley, if you could leave us with one last thought, if someone's listening and they're not sure about moving into a Schlegel Village, what kind of advice would you give to them?
I'd say relax and speak to everybody and you'll get many, many friends.
That's perfect. Perfect advice. Do you have anything to add, Evelyn?
I think that's more than a good advice. It's something that we all should do every day and keep in mind that hugging is the best thing you can do for yourself and for everyone else. So.
Well, it amazes me when people walk up to me and want a hug.
Oh, yes.
It's not me pushing myself on them.
Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful feeling, isn't it?
It is indeed, because when I hug, you know you've been hugged.
I'm going to stop by because a virtual hug isn't going to do it today. So thank you so much, Shirley and Rob and Evelyn, for our episode today. I hope everyone listening enjoyed it. And I thank everyone for joining us on the Green Bench today. If you have some elder wisdom to share, please do so on social media. Use the hashtag Elder Wisdom so everyone else can see it. And thanks again for joining us. I'm Kathy Buckworth, and myself and Evelyn Brindle will be back the next time to share some more stories and elder wisdom from the Green Bench. Thanks.
Elder Wisdom, Stories from the Green Bench, is brought to you by Schlegel Villages, a complete continuum of care, offering independent living to long-term care, celebrating and honoring the wisdom of the elder. To learn more about us, please go to our website, schlegelvillages.com.